Ambassador Christian Prozel from Austria put the diplomat back into diplomacy yesterday during his lecture to a crowd of mostly University of Tampa students. Prozel kept his thoughts on Julian Assange and WikiLeaks to a minimum, but said it's not uncommon for leaks to occur.
I'm rather cynical about the whole thing. First, you have to know leaks have been used sometimes to promote policy. Leaks have been used against the government. And leaks have been used, like in the WikiLeaks, to embarrass a government, basically. Huh? So the question is, do we let ourselves to be embarrassed by WikiLeaks? And there is nothing to be embarrassed about. The American diplomats reported as well as they could.
Prozel's main concern regarding various leaks from the infamous whistleblower is the safety of diplomats, political figures, and everyday citizens. Prozel doesn't condemn the actions of WikiLeaks or speak ill of its founder, but does stress the need for all parties to be careful when dealing with specific identities.
When I write something, I write it under the aspect, what if it is published tomorrow in the Austrian newspaper? Can I still read it without blushing, so to speak, you know? So you have to be careful. And I never say, Mr. So-and-so told me. I said, I had a meeting and I was told, my opinion is because of the contacts that I have. Only if there's an official briefing by the Deputy Assistant Secretary, we mention the name, because anyway, it's an official briefing, you know.
The ambassador said the redaction of names from sensitive subjects is a priority for him because of the inherent risks to those mentioned. The rest, he says, is of little consequence.
As long as nobody gets hurt with this, you know, that's what I refer to. If you are in Iran, I mean, and they read your name that you were negotiating or talking to the Americans, maybe that's not good for you. You know, that's the only thing. The rest, So what?
Regardless of embarrassing details or of negative implications to people in a position of power, Prozel said he doesn't blame WikiLeaks and won't as long as they are responsible with their information.
It's not WikiLeaks who is faulty, because they got this information through a certain person. There are some speculations who it might be. We all know the name. And I think this person, according to Austrian law, would certainly be put into jail, lose all his advantages, and so on and so forth. And I can expect that the same might happen in the United States. But WikiLeaks just reported, publicized what they have learned from this gentleman, all the details.
Assange created WikiLeaks in the interest of supporting open governments. Such an idea has become the source of much debate. Prozel said open information is important only after a certain time frame, because the public is not always equipped to understand before decisions are made.
I think the mistake that the press often does, if I may say so, is that they always think there's something behind it, you know, something creepy. Yeah. In general, I tell you, my experience is in 95% of the cases, it is a very clear-cut interest of both sides, and we have to find a compromise. But in the public, the compromise is not often so well respected as in diplomacy, because we are here to find a solution, meaning compromise, of course.
You can find links to other stories about WikiLeaks on our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News in Tampa, I'm Janelle Irwin.